Hello, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency, devoted to promoting musicians and authors worldwide. Call us today at 941-877-1552 to start your free publicity evaluation. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Please welcome the host of Interviewing the Legends, music journalist, author, and entrepreneur, Ray Shasho.
Again, everyone, I'm your host, Ray Shasho. Welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends on BBS Radio, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call us today, 941-877-1552, or email us at publicityworksagency.com. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. And by the Rockstar Chronicles, my new book, featuring over 45 intimate conversations with the greatest music legends the world will ever know. It's available now at BookBaby and Amazon.com. Today, we have a very special guest all the way from Armenia. RP Alto has become an internet sensation, and especially on YouTube. She has an uncanny resemblance to a young Julia Roberts, especially in the Pretty Woman movie, and has been mistakenly identified as Julia Roberts' older daughter. Known professionally as RP Alto, she is the singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and a record producer. RP was exposed from a young age to a varied and eclectic mix of musical influences ranging from traditional Armenian folk songs and classical music to jazz and pop. RP's formal musical education began in 2000, when she started attending music school. In 2010, at the age of 20, she joined the Armenian State Pedagogical University in Yerevan to study music and received her formal education as a pianist. She graduated with a master's degree in 2016. It was during the years of her musical education that RP's unique voice began to draw attention. RP's voice is described as contralto, which is the lowest female voice and lends itself very well to musical categories like classical and jazz. In the winter of 2019 and 2020, RP began experimenting with solo work outside the framework of musical ensembles, especially jazz and bossa nova classics and Armenian traditional folk songs. In early 2020, RP released covers of Have Yourself a Merry Christmas and also Lana Del Rey's Doin' Time, What Difference a Day Makes. My favorite, The Way You Look Tonight. And during the coronavirus outbreak in the spring of 2020, it gave RP the opportunity to expand her solo efforts with more jazz standards and covers of popular classics. The breakthrough came when RP's cover of the Brazilian bossa nova classic, The Girl from Ipanema, went viral and boosted RP's fast-growing worldwide audience. After the success of The Girl from Ipanema, RP launched an indie record company, Genosi Music, with cousin Eric Genosian and his partner, Amir David Avakian. The Girl from Ipanema was followed by renditions of Happy Happy Birthday Baby, Moon River, and Over the Rainbow. RP lives in the Armenian capital, Yerevan, with her husband and son. Please welcome Armenian singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and record producer, an international internet sensation, RP Alto, to Interviewing the Legends. Hello, RP.
Hi. Thanks
How are
for
you?
Having me. Fine,
oh,
thank you.
You're very welcome. How are things in Armenia?
Everything's fine.
Is the how's the COVID thing going on over there? Is it bad? Are they having it under control?
I hope so. Everything will be better and better. Things are getting better.
Well, that's good.
Each day.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish all this was over. It's really hurting.
Yeah, everybody hopes so.
Yeah, exactly. How do you feel about all this attention you've received from around the internet, and especially on YouTube. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, actually, I feel very blessed to have been received so well by everyone. I have received an enormous amount of support and love for what I do, and for that I feel lucky.
No, I was just going to say, it sounds like you have a lot of family support as well.
Yeah, I fully focused all my energy on my interpretation of the covers that I have released so far, as they are songs that I love to by many people. So it's important to get everything right.
Yeah, the girl from Ipanema is amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead and finish what you were going to say.
I love that my family support me.
Yeah, you got a great family there.
Thank you.
What does your husband think about all this?
Oh, he loved everything what I'm doing. I have very supportive family, actually.
That's great. That's wonderful. When people tell you that you look just like Julia Roberts, oldest daughter, how do you feel about that? I mean, of course, Julia is a beautiful woman, so I would be, you know, take that as a great compliment. Yeah. But
that's very flattering. Yeah, she's a beautiful woman and a wonderful actress. Actually, friends who are close to me say I look a lot like my mother. But hey, maybe she's Armenian too. I don't know.
David says she looks like she even looks even more like Julia Roberts, your mom. Is that true?
Yeah, true.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, we'll have to. True. You have to put a picture up of your mom somewhere on
I have
your website.
A video in my page. You can see my mother too.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Wow,
yeah,
two Julia Roberts.
Three, I think.
Three of them.
Yeah, she's a wonderful pianist and jazz composer, my mother.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, you can see.
So your family is basically a musical family? Your mom and dad or?
Yeah, not only. It's an art family, most likely. Mm-hmm. My father is an artist, and my brothers, too, is a painter.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's in the blood. It's in the blood. That's where it's coming from. What would you do if you met the real Julia Roberts? What if she called you one day and surprised you over the telephone and said, hey, this is real Julia Roberts?
It will be a big pleasure. I will say this, the real RP.
I'm going to have to set that up one day and surprise you.
Nice.
I'm known to do things like that, so you never know. You might be getting a call. I just couldn't believe, you know, when I first saw you on the on YouTube, mm-hmm. and they said that you were the oldest of Julia Roberts. I mean, I believed it, you know. I said, it's got to be, you know.
Maybe.
I mean, she looks
one day
just like her.
She will be in Armenia. She was in Armenia, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we just got news that they're going to cancel the Kardashians, right? And then they're Armenian, I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
The Kardashians, the TV show?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. After, 14 or 17 years, they're finally canceling that show. But they're not your greatest, claim to fame in Armenia. You have so many more talented people over the years from Armenia. When did you first discover that you had such a beautiful voice? And you do have a beautiful voice, and it's very unique as well.
Thank you. I started singing when I was just 2 years old, and my first concert was when I was 3 years old.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, really.
My gosh.
My mother is a musician and jazz composer, as I say. In that period of time, she was a piano teacher and was giving a lesson to her students. And I started singing along with the notes they were playing. And after that, my mother was amazed at my perfect pitch. And after that, she started discovering my unique voice and talent.
It's incredible, because I have grandchildren that are 2 and 3 years old. And just can't see them singing like that at 2 and 3 years old. That's amazing. You have a gift. And I believe that. I believe people do have, I mean, you have talent, but you also have a gift. You know,
thank you.
That's what I think. What kind of music did you, what did you do when you were 2 and 3 years old? What kind of things did you sing?
I'm singing, it was child songs, Armenian
right.
songs, folk
yeah.
songs, and not only I play the piano too, and singing.
Yeah, you play the piano, you learned how to play the piano, and you got your, I guess, your master's degree in college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that helps, you know, playing the piano, you can compose music and do
yeah,
all kinds of things.
Great.
Yeah. Who do you think inspired you, I mean, to become a singer? Do you think it's maybe your family kind of helped you along?
It's my mom.
Your mom?
Yeah, has always been my inspiration in my music, and not only in my life, too. I listen to a lot of music, and I love how music has inspired, support, and shaped us. When I... think about my childhood and what I found magical about music, it was hearing how much mothered stories with song that has always been my inspiration for as long as I can remember.
Wow. Was there a particular music artist that you really liked and you wanted to kind of sing like that person growing up? Or was it mainly Armenian, like folk songs and things like that?
Nothing specific, mostly Armenian.
Nothing particular, but you grew up with the a lot of the folk songs from Armenia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was your mom who made you decide to pursue a career in entertainment, or was she the catalyst for pushing you?
No, music has always been in my life. I have always been singing.
Always been singing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The only jobs I've ever had have been in music.
Really?
Whether it was singing for the church, singing with ensemble or the national opera, I've only worked in music.
That's so much different, singing opera, isn't it? Than you know, singing these pop standards. Are you still going back and forth and singing opera as well?
Singing opera. I would like to see where my career will take me. If that's opera, then that's fine.
Right.
It does provide a sense of satisfaction being a part of a national opera. Actually,
mm-hmm.
it's. One of the less popular art forms nowadays, yeah. However,
it sure is. Yeah, it is. You either love opera or you don't love opera.
It's very powerful. Yeah, it is very powerful storytelling device. The operatic voice makes you feel a lot with very few words.
It is. It's amazing. You know, it always tells a beautiful story, you know. It's incredible music. It really is. You sing so many beautiful popular jazz, pop, of course, bossa nova, and ballads. Your repertoire and the music you picked are fantastic. You know, and I can see
Thank
why
you.
So many people are, you know, excited about your music. And of course, the Julia Roberts thing just adds, you know, more fuel to the fire. Are you? It doesn't hurt, right? it's a good angle. Put it that way.
Okay.
Are you hoping to compose your own music, or one day, or what do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I'm currently working on my own music, and I hope to release my EP later this year. I'm planning to run a fundraiser on my website to actually be able to record in a professional studio by giving people the opportunity to pre-purchase my new music and support my singing and recording.
That'll be fantastic. And today, you don't have to be in a big studio anymore. You can basically work out of your house, you know, with the right tools. So that's a good thing as well for you.
Exactly.
The music industry has changed so much.
And all cover songs can be found on my website, rpalto.com. And in many online stores, including streaming service like Spotify, etc.
Well, here's the big question. When are you coming to the U.S.?
Oh, when I will come to the U.S.
Or are you planning to come to the United States?
Actually, I have never been to the U.S., United States.
Right.
I was planning to come in November. However, with the pandemic, things are very uncertain. Most likely, I will be coming next year with the Narash Ensemble.
And that would
It will be.
What kind of ensemble? How many musicians do you think it'll be in your group?
Do you mean in the Narash Ensemble?
When you come to America, are you going to be you got your own group that will be touring with you, or are you going to be using orchestras? You know, in certain areas of the United States, a lot of musicians do that. They just pick up, you know, orchestras. What do you think you'll do? You'll bring your own band, I guess.
The Rush Ensemble is of three female singers.
Okay.
And three. It's a pianist. It's a composer. It's John Hodden. Yeah, it's his original composition music, based on early Armenian poems. But my own tour will be after my album. I think so.
Oh yeah, you got to promote your album, of course.
Yeah.
When do you think your album will be ready?
Oh. Summer 2021.
Okay. And what can we expect from the album? What are you planning? What kind of songs are you going to do? The standards? You're going to be having written music as well, right? Compose your own stuff on the album.
Actually, I can't speak about that without my brother David getting.
Oh, it's a surprise. Okay. That's okay. It's a surprise. We like surprises.
Yeah, we're surprised. We're really surprised for everyone.
Yeah, that's okay. Surprises are a good thing. The internet will just have to wait and, you know, be excited when it's released. That's okay. Whatever it is, if it's your own music or if it's just cover tunes, I'm sure we're all going to love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I understand. You know, I'm jealous of Europeans because they seem so much smarter than Americans when it comes to learning languages. They just pick it up so easy. I don't know if it's because, you know, you're so close to all the other countries or what, but most of the Europeans can speak many languages. And I understand that you speak a lot of languages as well as David, right?
Not too many.
Well, I heard Russian. I heard Russian, right?
I speak Armenian natively,
right.
Russian fluently,
yes.
And English well, and you can be a better judge on my English by now.
I'm surprised at your English. I thought it was not going to be as good as it is. You know, the way David was talking, I said, oh my gosh, I'm going to have trouble with this interview. Maybe I need an interpreter, but I'm very, very surprised. You speak great English.
I'm so excited for that.
Who taught you how to speak English?
David. David.
David, really?
Mostly, and a lot of movies.
A lot of movies.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts movies, right? That's fun. You know, a lot of people do. I've heard actresses learn how to speak from game shows, from sitcoms. It's so funny how they pick it up. But, you know, Europeans are so smart when it comes to that. I wish I could speak many languages like that. I know a little bit. I know Spanish. My mom was from Cuba. And I know a little Arabic because my father was from Syria.
Oh, yeah, we all grow up watching American movies. My grandfather is of Syrian-Armenian.
Really? Syrian-Armenian? How about that? You're Syrian-Armenian, and I'm a Syrian-Cuban. I'm a Cubarian. That's quite a mixture as well. Did you speak any Arabic?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah. Well, good. I can speak like shwaya shwaya, which is a little bit, you know. And I know a few words, all the important words from Arabic.
What that
I know.
Means.
Yeah, shwaya shwaya is a little bit like you speak a little bit.
Shwaya shwaya. Okay.
Shwaya shwaya. Flus, that's money. Flus is money. Atina flus means I need money. So that's an important one. You know, when you go sign your contract, and if you're in Saudi Arabia or something. Say, Atina Flus, meaning, yeah, I need money. I need more money. Very important.
Yeah, very important.
So you're planning on the United States will probably be sometime after the album is released.
Yeah.
So what is your goal as a singer? What do you want to accomplish? I mean, do you want to be a big star, or do you just kind of want to go at your own pace, or what do you think?
To express myself.
Right.
Even when nobody is listening. Singing is a form of deep expression for me.
Yep.
I love it that people are able to connect to the emotion that I feel. And as a musician, I capture a moment and share it.
I think if there's any way to have peace in the world, it's through music. I really believe that, because it's a very common, you know, that's something that we all share together. And look, we're in the pandemic, and look how many people responded on YouTube to your music. People
yeah,
need
absolutely.
That.
The music follow us, moved us. Yeah.
Yes, and you're doing a great job at it.
Thanks.
Are there any singers today that you like, that you, you know, kind of admire?
Oh, there are so many good ones. It would be hard to pick just one. Where do I start? Actually, I enjoy a lot of the older generation, like Ella Fitzgerald, Frank mm-hmm. Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, and list that goes on and on. Well, but I've done a cover of Lana Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a gift to my cousin, as he really enjoys her music, which actually was the big push. The big push I needed, yeah.
That's awesome. Maybe you can in the future collaborate with a few of those artists. That would be cool. That'd be great. So, besides being a wife and a mom, how old is do you have a daughter or a son?
I have one son. He's 3 years old now.
Oh. That's yeah. Wonderful age.
Thank you. And you can repeat your question.
my grandchildren are all that age. They're 2 and 3 years old.
Yeah.
So and I take care of them a lot. We babysit. So I know, you know, they require a lot of attention.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
So what do you, besides music, I know you're 100% music.
Yeah.
What else do you like to do? Do you have hobbies or anything like that that, you know,
yes,
keeps you busy besides taking care of the kids?
As I've been in art since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
My father is a painter and sculptor, as is my brother too, and I enjoyed pottery and creating things with my hands.
Oh, wow.
It was always a relaxing time for me, really.
Yeah. Where can we see their works? Do they have their art online, like on the website or anything, that we can see their work?
I can show it on my website.
On your website, good, good. Do they sell things, or are they just, you know, do they have items that we can purchase as well?
They also sell. I will link it on my website.
Okay, great. Yeah, we always like to. I always like to pick up things from, because you never know, that could be very famous one day, worth lots of money.
Maybe.
So do you have any other talents besides music and the pottery, and is there anything else, that any hidden talents that we might not know of?
It's kind of random, but I can touch my nose with my tongue. Yeah, really.
That's hard to do.
Would you consider that a hidden talent? I don't know.
That's funny.
And but as well, I can change my voice and speak like this.
So you can probably imitate people and do cartoon voices.
But I can sing like this voice, and it's like, fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and something like this. Without
That's hilarious. That is so funny.
Yeah, I know. My friends like it so much.
I think Walt Disney is going to be calling you soon. That's amazing. You know, I had a feeling that there's other voices that you could imitate because of your voice. It's mature, you know, it's a beautiful voice, but it's very, you know, mature, and there's so many things you can do with that voice. It is amazing.
I don't want to say too much, but Disney did contact me.
Well, I'll contact Walt Disney, and maybe you'll be in one of their movies.
Maybe. Why not?
Do you have any ambition maybe to become an actress, or that's just, you know, if it happens, it happens, I guess.
Yes.
That would be okay.
Yeah, it will be nice.
Yeah, I don't see why not. You know, that'll be great. You could definitely do the Julia Roberts story.
Oh,
nobody
maybe.
Else could do it better than you, that's for sure.
Oh, please. Thank you.
I love that voice, though. What is there any other voices that you do besides that one?
It will be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise. Are you gonna put out an album with just those voices?
I think for that you can listen to my EP.
Okay. Or you can do a children's album, you know, with those voices too.
Yeah.
So how do you cope with being, you know, if you become very successful, how do you think it's going to be, you know, for the family? You think you'll take them with you on some of the tours or anything like that? Or what do you think?
Oh, I think my family is very supportive and would come with me on the road if I was to be away for a long period of time. We would definitely make it work. I'm really lucky that my child is rather young, so this would not be an issue just yet. It's just yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, a supportive family is everything. That's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. The main thing, your husband's on board. What does your husband do? Oh, that's right. He's an artist, right? Your husband's an artist?
Yeah. He's a jeweler designer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He do amazing work. Yeah. Jewelry designer.
Oh, jewelry designer. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Design.
And does he have a website too, or does he put his works on your website?
Yeah, I will link everything on my website.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'd like to see that as well. Yeah,
nice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Here's a question I've always wondered. Now, have you ever considered auditioning for shows like, you know, The Voice, America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, or The X Factor? Have you wanted to do that?
Oh. Honestly, I'm not a fan of competition and comparing myself to others, really.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They have contacted me next year. I do and have gained a fan base just doing what I love.
True. That is true. Yeah, you don't need that, really. And then you have to go through all those competitions and... But, you know, you would win easily, so. You shouldn't bother, because you're going to win easily anyway. You're probably getting more attention now doing your own thing, you know?
Because, yeah.
Well, most people who go on those shows, they don't really have a database of fans going in there. And you do. So you're already, you know, kind of known out there. So that's a good thing. I admire that, you doing your own thing. I think that's probably a good thing. I think that's a real good thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And you got David. How is David related to you?
Oh. Is he related
to you?
He's my cousin, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And it become during the pandemic when he have a lot of time, free time, I can say, and he found time for me, and I'm so appreciate for that. It's really important for me, this push, mm-hmm. this help, what he do now for me. It's really, really so important when you have a person who really want the better for you.
He's good at it too. I can tell. You know, we had a couple of conferences on Google, I guess, and he's right on. He's very businesslike. He'd be a great manager, of course. And
I'd like to have him close to me.
It's important to have somebody that can take care of that stuff, because you can't do it all. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible. You need help, of course.
You need a lot of help. Maybe he can, you know, arrange the tours for you all over the world and that kind of thing. That'd be great. And I can help in Florida. When you come to Florida, I can find you find you places to play. I know a lot of people down here.
Oh, thank you.
How exciting is it going to be when you first get off the plane and step on USA ground? Yeah, I mean that's going to have to be a thrill, just to, you know, not only playing in the United States, but looking around at what we have to offer, you know, if that's your first time.
Yeah.
That's got to be exciting.
Will be.
Especially if you go to, you know, some of the big cities, like, you know, Los Angeles or... But, you know, we're having a lot of issues now, so let's wait a while until the album's out.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, we have fires in California, we have protests, we have all kinds of terrible things going on right now. So maybe by the time the album's out, it'll be calm.
Fortunately, and I hope so, everything will be better and better with the time. Because everybody wants a peace.
Everybody wants peace.
So important. Yeah. I think it's really important for everyone now.
Exactly. And peace through music. That's what I always say. Peace through music.
I will try with music. And.
Well, your music is soothing, and it makes everybody peaceful, and we love your music. What Here's a question I ask everybody about this. If you had a wish to sing or be with somebody else and sing with that person, now this person can be dead or alive, who would you pick? I know you have a lot of favorites probably from the past. Who would you like to sing with?
Living, it will say Tony Bennett, Stevie or Sting, it will be pleasure. And of course it would be a dream to have been able to sing with Frank Sinatra.
Oh wow, yeah, he's one of my favorites too. Yeah, I got to see Frank like 5 times in concert, and we had front row seats in Vegas, Atlantic City. What a band. What a band Frank Sinatra always had behind him. You know, I could see you and him doing a duet together, you know, back in the day. Because he did he did The Girl from Ipanema too, you know. And there's a video on YouTube of him in Brazil doing that song with just a guitar player playing acoustic. I don't know if you've seen that video or not, but it's worth watching. Frank Sinatra and an acoustic guitar player in Brazil singing that song.
Yeah, and I love it. And now you're making me jealous.
Well, what else would you like to talk about? Is there anything else that we're missing on this interview? I want to make sure we cover all bases. Is there anything that you're most proud of right now? I mean, you're definitely, you know.
Not really. I want to say really thank you for having me.
Oh, of course.
It was a pleasure to speak with you. I mentioned, you can find my music at kinosimusiccom.com or my rppetrusan.com.
RP, we love your music. I want to say good luck because you're going to have a terrific career. You got good people on your side. You got family, everybody supporting you. We can't wait till you come to the United States. If you're close by, I'll make sure, you know, I cover your concert and review your show and everything. And of course, now, after this interview, after it airs and broadcasts, we're going to put this on all, you know, we're going to spread it out to 30 different outlets. So everybody will, you know, will get the message about what a great singer you are.
Thank you so much. I love you all.
RP, thank you so much. My best to everybody. Tell David thank you so much. And we'll keep in touch, okay?
Okay.
Okay, RP, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
A great day. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. For more information about RP Alto, visit... Ginosimusic. It's actually GINOSIMUSIC.com, RP Alto. That's her official website. Also, she's on Facebook, www.facebook.com/RP Alto. She's also on Twitter, twitter.com/RP Alto. And she's also on Instagram, which is www.instagram.com/RP Alto. Check out YouTube, because she's all over YouTube. She's got all her beautiful and cover songs that she does. It's remarkable. And she's definitely an internet sensation. I want to say very special thanks to David Avakian, for arranging this interview with RP Alto, and of course the dynamic duo of Doug and Don Newsome of BBS Radio, for making the magic happen for each and every broadcast of Interviewing the Legends. If you have comments or suggestions for the show, please contact me at interviewingthelegends@gmail.com. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Interviewing the Legends with Ray Shasho, for the very latest interviews. It's real news. My new book is finally out, entitled The Rockstar Chronicles, Series 1. It chronicles truths, confessions, and wisdom from the music legends that set us free. Order yours today on hardcover. It's the collector's edition hardcover, or ebook at bookbaby.com. It features over 45 intimate conversations with some of the greatest rock legends the world will ever know. And it's a 5-star gold award winner. Check it out. It really is a cool book. Well, we thank you so much, and everybody have a great week. We'll see you next time, and take care, and stay healthy, and stay safe. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call 941-877-1552 or visit us at publicityworksagency.com, specializing in author and music artist publicity plans. We shine when we make you shine. Tune in to Interviewing the Legends every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.